is episode 1960 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 30th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
Albert Einstein wasn't the only scientist with that name. M.E. Einstein from Purdue University came up with the definitive equations for measuring how a pork carcass decomposes. That's a needed thing.
That's very
Rosemary
special.
Einstein from the University of Leeds ran a study where she concluded that college students don't like taking surveys. I think that's
really
true. The dates 4-4, 6-6, 8-8, 10-10, and 12-12 all fall on the same day of the week every year.
Whoa.
This year, they all fall on a Sunday. Next year, they'll all be on a Monday.
That's random.
Somebody spent some time figuring that one out.
That's right. No, someone spent some time thinking about that. The last one you said. What was that? Oh, that college students hate taking surveys. Someone spent time of their life.
We're getting the stink eye over here from Jason. Adolf Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939, believe it or not. But the prize ended up not being awarded to anyone because World War II broke out and, you know, because Hitler. The chemical weapons or the chemical compounds that cause a skunk smell in old beer are the same compounds that actual skunks have in their spray.
What?
That explains a lot from my 7-year-old self. Seriously. People search for large boobs on Pornhub 10 times more than small boobs. I don't know how they know this crap. Anyway, that's some random facts for today. It's Friday, and it's time for the Who Cares News.
This is interesting.
Okay.
It's interesting. So royal biographer is speaking out about the prince.
About the prince. Or the prince formerly known as Prince.
Well, it's...
Wait a minute.
He's speaking out about the prince and Meghan's situation.
Situation.
And it's a situation, all right.
Oh, there's a sitch, huh?
All right.
Okay.
According to Duncan Lancome, author of Prince Harry, The Inside Story.
Yeah, I kind of think that's an unauthorized biography, but okay.
Probably.
Go ahead.
Harry says Harry is likely.
Uh-huh.
So it says.
Yeah, well, he's...
Regretful and embarrassed for attacking his family in his TV tell-all with Oprah.
I think it's more than likely. I think it's a darn good chance he's embarrassed. He had to go home. He had to face his big brother.
It wasn't just the big brother. He had
face
a... There was
grandmama.
It was a little tense when he went back
home. Well, and the thing is that, you know, he made such a big honking deal about leaving.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we don't want your filthy crown. We don't want
your filthy,
royal money.
Dirty money.
We don't want any of that. We can do our own thing because we're us. And his dad, who he doesn't talk to, right? They're talking now. I keep forgetting about dear old dad.
Anyway, so...
So's the queen.
While he...
I'm kidding.
While he is probably a bit regretful and embarrassed...
Well, yeah.
According to the biographer...
Yes.
Meghan Markle is in her element.
Well, yes, of course she is.
He predicts the couple is now in for a difficult ride.
I would think they are, but I don't think we're going to hear about it.
So Duncan says that there is no doubt Harry's been feeling embarrassed, regretful, and awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward's a good word.
Awkward is a great word.
Now, I don't know how he knows this.
No, he doesn't know this. He's a biographer. This is the same thing as, like, you know, people who write for the tabloids. It's all speculation and conjecture.
Now he says he's now facing the consequences. I believe he'll regret that interview. And maybe his decision to leave the royal family.
I think he's regretted all of that already.
That's what Lancome said.
Yeah, I think that's already a foregone conclusion.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, I think so. You marry a woman, and you do for her, and you try to be the best husband you can be. You give her the world on a silver platter, in a palace, with a crown and a tiara, and she spits on it. Poo-poo.
I know. She throws
it on
the floor and steps on it. there was plenty of time for her to know all this crap before she got married.
Oh, she knew what she was getting in for. I mean, come on. Aren't we just a couple of old biddies
today?
Well,
it didn't just...
I think we sound like a couple of old biddies.
I just can't believe it started happening as soon as they got married. Even if anything was happening, it would have been happening before they got married.
You know what? Well, let's not go there. We're going to go there.
Oh, no.
Megan's a divorcee.
Oh, that's right.
First marriage didn't work.
Yeah.
That could be a little bit of a sign.
A little bit of a sign.
The telltale sign is, what will Grandmama do? Will Harry be taken back into the family with open arms? Will Meghan ever get back to the palace? That's what I'm wondering.
Interesting.
But I don't care that much.
5 people have been charged in connection. 5?
5?
Which kind of surprises me there's that many. In connection with the kidnapping of Lady Gaga's Frinkies.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, according to the LAPD.
Wow,
they said,
it's a ring. If there's 5 people, it's a ring.
Yes.
3 people, it's a sting. 2 people, it's just a couple of guys goofing off trying to see if they can make some money. 5 people, it's a ring. It's a ring. It's a Frenchie ring.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about it. Think
about
it.
Look how technical you are.
I know. I always wanted to do, what's it called? Police science. I always wanted to do that.
Forensics?
Not forensics.
Oh, criminal justice.
Criminal justice. That's what it is.
Yes.
I don't want to deal with blood splatters.
Oh, it's fascinating.
No, that's not fascinating. That's just gross.
Well, that is. But criminal justices, criminal
that
forensic
part,
sciences,
I'm
all
about
yes.
that part. Dust for fingerprints. I'm all for that stuff. I'm all about that stuff. But like looking at dead bodies and crap, no, I can't handle
it. Oh, I can.
Yeah, I know you can.
Yeah. Well, you dust.
I'll dust. You bludgeon. Anyway, so these guys got picked up. They got fingered.
And you think, the other night I was watching the Golden State Killer.
Oh, did you have nightmares watching that?
Well, I didn't want to go outside.
Oh,
well, and then
my
husband was going to go to bed. And it's like, must you? just sleep
just
in the chair.
Sleep right? next to me for
sleep
a while.
Sleep next to me.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. He had no idea either.
It's
did
like
he?
It was several parts to the series. And it's like,
that's another story.
That man was a busy man.
Yeah, for many years.
Okay, so anyway.
Yeah.
Back to dogs.
Gaga's puppies are. So we know they were safely returned.
Yes.
They were returned by a woman who brought them, I think, to the police department.
Yes.
And I think she wanted the reward money.
I'm sure she did.
Didn't Gaga offer $500,000 reward? No questions asked.
Yep.
I wonder if they asked any questions.
I wonder if she paid the reward.
I do wonder that. Anyway, do continue.
Anyway,
I'm sure we'll have our answers.
Well, it seems that the people they weren't targeting Ryan Fisher,
the guy who was her dog.
That was the dog walker.
But they shot him. They shot him for dead.
Yes.
Man, they shot him in the chest. They figured he was gonna die.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, come on. What's the price of human life is worth nothing in Casablanca?
Hey, when it comes to reward money for French bulldogs,
I guess it's a lot of money. Yeah.
They figure human life.
Who needs a human life? Man, I would not walk dogs now. I wouldn't be a dog walker. That scares me. It does. Somebody's going to steal a dog and kill me dead on the street.
What kind of dog are you going to be walking?
Well, I got Maggie the Wonder Dog.
I don't think anyone's going to steal her.
Oh, come on now. She's worth something. Maggie. I wonder what kind of dogs Halle Berry has. I think she's
probably
got big dogs.
I don't know. You'll have to ask her.
I will next time I talk to her. You know, we're like this. Yeah.
Or
who cares? Coming for you on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you can care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.